Once again, welcome you all in AES Distance Education Program. Here we are going to see Consumer Protection Module 3. Module 3 of Consumer Protection. So in previous module, we studied rights and responsibilities of consumer. In this particular module, what are the different points we are going to cover, or what are the different topics we are going to cover? Just move to the slide number 2. Features and provision of Consumer Protection Act 1986. Redressal agencies under Consumer Protection Act 1986. Consumer awareness, role of consumer organization and NGOs. These topics we are going to cover. So let's will see features and provisions of Consumer Protection Act 1986. Just move to the slide number 3. Features and provision of Consumer Protection Act 1986. Salient features and provisions of Consumer Protection Act 1986. Who can file a complaint under CPA 1986? A complaint before the appropriate consumer forum can be made by any consumer, any registered consumer association, the central or state government, one or more consumer on behalf of numerous consumer having same interest, a legal heir or representative of deceased consumer. So complaint can be filed and compensation can be claimed with effect thereon. Fraudulent practices by traders and manufacturer. If you receive a defective goods, if you can see deficiency in services in connection with 9 services such as banking, transportation, insurance, supply of electricity and gas, house construction, medical services, etc. So this exactly the who can file and against what you can make a complaint. These things are there. Then just move to the slide number 4. Redressal agencies under Consumer Protection Act 1986. Redressal agencies under Consumer Protection Act 1986. For the redressal of consumer grievances, the Act provides a 3-tier machinery as. Already we discussed in first one chapter itself, 3-tier system. So what exactly this? There you can direct appeal in National Commission. Direct appeal you can do in State Commission. Direct appeal you can do in District Commission. So you can move from district to state, state to national. So what exactly the procedure? What is that district forum? And what is that national forum? What is that state commission, national commission and district forum? That exactly we'll see. Just move to the slide number 5, district forum. District forum are set up in each district by the state concerned. The important features of the district forums are, first one is there, it consists of president and 2 members, one of whom should be a woman duly appointed by the state government. Next, it can receive consumer complaint of not more than rupees 20 lakh value. Next, on receiving the complaint, the district forum shall refer the complaint to the opposite party concerned and send a sample of goods for testing in a laboratory. Next one feature, the district forum, after being satisfied that goods are defective or there is some unfair trade practice, can issue an order to opposite party directing him to either replace or return the price or pay compensation. In case the aggrieved pride party is not satisfied within the order of district forum, he can appeal before state forum within 30 days of passing an order. So this is exactly the procedure of district forum. If it is not, you are not satisfied with this, then you can go for the next forum, that is state forum. What exactly procedure and what exactly the features of state commission, that you can see. Just move to the slide number 6. State commission. What are the different features? So see the first one. Each commission consists of president and at least 2 members appointed by state government. Complaint of at least rupees 20 lakh but not more than 1 crore can be filed with state commission. On the receiving, next point is there, on the receiving of complaint, the state commission can also refer the complaint to opposite party and send the goods for testing in laboratory. Next one point is there, the state commission, after being satisfied, can order to opposite party to either replace or repay or pay compensation. In case the aggrieved party is not satisfied, they can appeal before National Commission within 30 days of passing an order. So here also you can say, this is exactly the procedure, what exactly happens in state commission. If you are not satisfied with that, then you can move to the next commission, that is a National Commission. And what exactly the National Commission process, that we'll see in slide number 7. Just move to the next one slide, that is slide number 7. National Commission. It is set up by central government. The provision of this acts are, it consists president and at least 4 members appointed by central government. Next. All complaints are pertaining to goods and services of value more than rupees 1 crore can be filed with National Commission. Next point, on the receiving the complaint, the National Commission can also refer to it opposite party and send goods for testing. The next, the National Commission has the power to issue orders for the replace, mental removal and to pay compensation for loss. Then after, next one topic is there. Just move to slide number 8. Consumer awareness. Some important consumer organization and NGOs engaged in protecting consumer interests are Consumer Coordination Council, Delhi, Voluntary Organization in Interest of Consumer Education, Delhi, Mumbai Grahak Panchayat, Mumbai, Consumer Association, Kolkata, Consumers Unity and Trust Society, Jaipur. So these are the organization which is awaring consumer about their rights, responsibilities, and they are looking into consumer protection matters, where they are protecting the interest of consumer. Then move to the next slide, slide number 9, that is role of consumer organization and NGOs. What exactly is the role of consumer organization? So first point is there, educating the general public about consumer rights by organizing training programs, seminars and workshops. Next point is there, publishing periodicals and other publication to educate consumers. Next, providing legal assistance to consumers by providing legal advice, etc. Next, producing films or cassettes on food adulteration, misuse of drugs, etc. You can see before starting a cinema, in cinema hall, there also you can see such kind of films, or even though on television also, during advertisement slot itself, you can see such kind of films and cassettes over there. Next one point is there, filing complaints in appropriate consumer courts on behalf of consumer. So as we know, as they are divided, national commission, state commission and district forum, accordingly they will help to file a complaint in appropriate consumer courts, and encouraging consumers to take an action against unfair trade practices. This is exactly the role of consumer and NGOs. The questions based on these topics is given in worksheets. So solve that questions and get it checked by your teacher. Till then, stay at home, be safe. Thank you very much.